I'll say something in Spanish first time. Para nosotros que todavía celebramos la ascensión del Señor, recibimos ahorita y también con los apóstoles el mandamiento misionero. Proclamamos el evangelio por toda criaturas, ¿sí? Como la Iglesia Católica, tenemos practicar este mandamiento muy bueno, muy bien. Proclamamos el evangelio y también practicamos también el sacramento del bautismo por los niños. Pero como la católica, las católicas especialmente, como la Iglesia Católica entera, faltamos en la formación por los discípulos cristianos. Es muy difícil, especialmente en los Estados Unidos y también en Guatemala. Necesitamos a formar los discípulos, no simplemente con las misas o no simplemente o cuando practicamos los bautismos, pero en cada momento para ellos que reciben el evangelio y también reciben o oren y también viven el evangelio sobre las misas, sobre los sacramentos en su vida, en cada momento como los discípulos. Es muy difícil para nosotros, especialmente para ustedes, las misioneras, cuando ustedes proclaman el evangelio y también invitan a la gente que practica el sacramento del bautismo para los niños, pero tampoco ellos no quieren practicar la fe católica en cada momento. Es muy difícil, pero para nosotros, como los misioneros, necesitamos depender primero a Dios. Porque Dios que vaya a transformar los corazones como nuestros corazones. Necesitamos empezar cada lección y también cada proclamación del evangelio con las oraciones. Que el Señor está con nosotros, con su presencia, que vayan a transformar todo. Y también tenemos una parte en la misa que yo quiero mucho. Ante las ofrendas, ante la oración eucaristía, el sacerdote invita la congregación. Levantamos tu corazón. Levantamos tu corazón. Cada de nosotros también. Especialmente ustedes como las misioneras. Faltamos y también tenemos las dudas. Y también todas las debilidades como las humanas. Pero en cada tentaciones, en cada debilidades, en cada falta, necesitamos, levantamos nuestro corazón a Dios. Que Dios está con nosotros y también que Dios que vaya a formar todas las criaturas por sus evangelios y para nuestra salvación eterna. Eterna. Oftentimes, I think as Christians, we do a good job of proclaiming the gospel. Said yes, Jesus is real and I believe in God. But oftentimes we stay there. We proclaim the gospel or we speak about the gospel. And as Catholics, we do a good job of baptizing our children and make them into Christians or make them into Catholics or make them into children of God. But we remain there. We fail to make disciples of all nations. And that is hard. And perhaps you have experienced this in your own life as a college student and as Catholics growing up. Sometimes we don't know why we practice our faith, because we were just told that this is the way we always do things. And yet we hunger for more, we want more, but we don't find that answer because people have not really given us that answer. So we have to ask ourselves, are we doing a good job of proclaiming the gospel, baptizing people in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and make them into disciples of Christ yet or not? To be a disciple of Christ, perhaps, take more effort as we learn to know who Christ is. And that begins with prayer. And praying is sometimes hard because we want to see the effects. We want to see the result right away. But praying sometimes is to depend that if God is asking us to proclaim the gospel, He will bring all things into fulfillment. And perhaps our only job right now is just to depend and to trust that He will bring all things into fulfillment in His own time. And I have asked the sisters too that, you know, as missionaries, sometimes we see many temptations. We do not see the result that we have planted. And sometimes we lose heart, said that we must fail in some ways. Perhaps those who are parents would feel the same thing too. Perhaps you feel like, I could have done more for my children. I could have done this and that. And sometimes we feel that burden. Sometimes we feel that weakness. Sometimes we feel that doubt. Sometimes we question God's goodness. We question His timing. We question whatever He is doing in His divine providence. And there's one mass part that's really helped me to really focus on what is going on. Before the Eucharistic prayer, the priests always say, lift up your heart. And what's your responsibility? We lift them up to the Lord. So even in our doubts, even in our temptation, even in our weakness, even in our struggle to be disciples of Christ, may we always lift up our heart, knowing that the Lord is that foundation. He is the consolation. He is our source of hope, and He is our joy. So that when we have that joy, when we lift up our heart to the Lord, then we can proclaim the Lord by what we do as His disciples. Then when we live the life of discipleship, we will proclaim the gospel and people will believe, because they will not just hear what we have to say, but they see what we truly believe, and they will want what we have.